Gary, can I give you, can I give her the sanitizer spray you have? She needs a sanitizer.
Oh, thanks, you know, sick of time, I'm getting medicine.
So do you know what we're waiting for? Are we waiting
I think she's in court right now.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right, so here we are in Hudson, New York at the Justice for Alima protest in support of Alima Monsa, who is in the court right now. We're standing outside the courthouse in Hudson, New York. Alima is in court right now, making the case, defending her case against her abductor, rapist.
Everybody can gather around Addison.
Okay. The protest is beginning.
Thank you. First and foremost, I just want to say that if anyone is in need of a mask, there are some masks over here on this bench, as well as some hand sanitizer. So we encourage everybody. It looks like y'all are on top of it already. My name is Brian McCormick. I am Executive Director of Columbia County Sanctuary Movement. We appreciate all of you coming out here on such short notice for what is an extremely important case in our movement and in our community. I think what today demonstrates is that the legacies of colonialism and slavery are alive and well. It demonstrates that the identities of our members, our immigrant communities, do not stop at immigrant. They are loving fathers, mothers, sisters, brothers, allies, teachers, healers, people who contribute in so many ways to our community, including this amazing, resilient, courageous, brave mother that I stand next to here today. Alima has showed us that when our community members' voices are denied, when they're shut out of systems and ignored by law enforcement, by the courts, there's no other way. This was, of course, not an easy decision. I can imagine nobody would like to be in a spot like this. But Alima inspires us, and I imagine many other survivors, to tell their story despite the naysayers, despite those who say, this is how court proceedings happen. Yeah. This is how things are supposed to be in our Western democracy. We are here to shatter that, to redesign a system that works for and by our people. Mm. And Alima coming forward today is one step towards that.
Yes. Woo. Yes. Woo. Yes.
As an organization, we don't just represent immigrants. We represent workers. We're allies to the movement for Black lives. We have members who are struggling not only against racism, but against immigration, against ICE. As my partner in crime, Gloria, so eloquently said at the Juneteenth March, if we are going to abolish ICE, we also have to abolish the current system of policing.
Yes.
If we are going to abolish detention centers, we have to abolish the incarceral state. And today, we stand with Alima and survivors everywhere. So thank you again for standing with us. And I am now going to pass the mic off to Alima to share some of her own words.
Thank you. Paso to U.S. by a white person named Alan Stark. Most of you guys know him. He's local. And today I'm here for custody battle of my children. My sibling already taken from him already. Now I have to stand strong, even though I'm very afraid and scary. But with all your support, I appreciate it. It makes me stand really strong. And I will not allow this to happen. And he will not get custody of my children. Today is today.
Right.
It's been 20 years. I've been trying this on my by myself, working and trying to fight on my own. And it's not going to happen anymore. Now I know I'm not alone.
Some of these things cannot be returned. I can't imagine being raped. I can't imagine being stolen from a country by a white man in this day and age. However, Alima has brought this attention to us. Right here in our community, we have a devastating and sad story, and justice needs to be repaired, and she needs to have support and action. And the authorities who are able to investigate this case need to do so immediately so the right can be wronged.
Right.
Thank you all for coming. Alima, thank you for staying strong. And I want to thank Sanctuary Movement. It's in a very important part of our community. Thank you all.
Amazing words. So one of the things that has been happening here is that there has been continuous delay in rescheduling of hearings. In fact, shortly before we came here, we were informed that there would be no court today. And by the time we got here from two blocks away, court was back on. So as you all probably noticed, there was a change in timing for this event. Due to that change in timing, there are going to be speakers that are going to be speaking throughout between now and 1 p.m. when the hearing is scheduled for. So as they trickle in, we will be reintroducing new speakers to the event. We encourage you all to put out all of the positive energy that you can in this moment, standing here in front of this building that proclaims justice inside those walls. We also encourage you to talk with each other at a safe distance. Everything that we do is about building stronger relationships in our community, so that is a great way to spend this time right now. Additionally, I would like to mention that we are going to have a dry erase board for people to take pictures with to show why they are standing here in support with Alima. If you so choose, you could also take a picture with a sign, but we will be doing continue our social media campaigning to show the diverse and beautiful faces of all of the supporters here today. So thank you for bearing with us, and thank you for sticking around, and our program will continue momentarily.
Linda. Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay, can I have a few words for WGXC?
Sure. Absolutely.
Have you had the opportunity to be on the air about this situation on WGXC yet?
No, I haven't had a chance to talk about it.
And when did this whole situation come to your attention?
I was asked by Sanctuary Movement, Brian, to listen to what was going on with Alima's case, and there was a press conference so exactly a week ago today on Thursday where it was revealed to the public what had happened to what her story and her plight is and was at that time. And I stepped up to support her as a county supervisor, and I have reached out to other people who are in positions of power to try to get this investigation going and honestly get her children back to her. That's number one in her life, clearly, to restore her family and help her make a living so that she can continue, you know, on her own, free of this predator. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Alleged predator.
Has there been any legal action against him at any point?
I am not yet to talk to Brian, but I believe family court has been part of the struggle to get the rights to her family custody. So I'm not up on all of the issues, so you should talk to her about it.
Sure.
I'm not apprised for all the legal. Because the police are tearing around doing something right now. So I'm sorry, I'm just a little distracted.
No,
so Brian could answer the question.
No, I
think I'm shocked. I'm shocked that such a horrible thing has happened to this amazing woman and happened here in America.
Do you happen to know if there have been any other cases like this or any other situations of human trafficking here in Columbia County or across the river in Greene County? Are you familiar with anything like that?
I don't know. I'm not. It's not really part of what I'm kept up with.
So that the whole thing is new.
I mean, it's a whole new thing for me. I mean, I hear about trafficking. I know it's out there, but is it part of my personal agenda? I haven't really taken this one on, but it is now.
Right.
Absolutely.
Now, in your approaching other supervisors, for instance, have you had any reaction, positive or negative?
Well, Michael Chimaitis has certainly been a supporter. Beyond that, no, I've had no one else speak out to help with this investigation, to prompt this, asking the sheriff, the state police. They've all been asked in the past to continue the investigation to these solve these allegations and bring justice to her. I mean, the idea of somebody, going to Africa and buying somebody is just out of my imagination.
Yeah, well, of course, it's out of the imagination. I'm sure even of the woman who it's happened to. Yeah,
I mean, I don't know if you listened to the press conference. But she talked about how, you know, she was bought.
Right.
She'd never seen a white man before. She didn't speak English.
Right. I read this.
Anyway, it's just shocking that purchasing people is still part of. Look, I'm not naive. It is.
But it's still shocking. It's still absolutely shocking. Yeah.
The fact is, it's so close to home, makes it even more devastating.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Have you been dismissed by any of the other supervisors or any of the other people in a position?
Well, I'll tell you, generally, as a person who sits on a board, which is, we are the minority party, I have feel that my voice is more often than not dismissed rather than taken seriously, especially around people's, especially around justice issues. I'm very concerned about fair treatment, what goes on in jails, how the sheriff department works, how the Hudson police work. We've created the Hudson, we did the Columbia County Bail Fund, where we were helping people get bail for small infractions, and we were very invested in public safety issues. I've requested to be on that committee, and I'm denied that repeatedly. I asked for support around bail reform issues, and most of the supervisors dismiss it as not being important. And it's a very important issue.
How's everyone doing?
Good. Thanks, Linda.
Anyway,
thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right. So while we wait, let's do some chants so that our voices can be heard. How's that? All right, so I'm going to lead the chant, and you guys can just repeat after me. Justice for Alima, we stand with survivors.
Justice for Alima, we stand with survivors.
Justice for Alima, we stand for survivors.
Justice for Alima, we stand for survivors.
Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter.
Louder, y'all. Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter.
I don't think they can hear y'all. Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter.
Turn up, truth out, investigation now.
Turn up, truth out, investigation now.
Time's 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 up, truth out, investigation now.
I love this chant, and I really, truly believe in this. And I'm pretty sure all of you are familiar with it. I believe that we will win.
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 I believe that we will win. What do we want?
Justice.
When do we want it?
Now.
What do we want?
Justice.
When do we want it?
Now.
If we don't get it,
shut it down.
If we don't get it.
Jump in. Turn around and show your sign. tickets? I cannot recognize people. I just walked over to someone over there.
Yeah.
And then I realized I was next to someone I did not want to be next to. Oh my God. I
All right.
It's also not going to cost a lot of money to
How are you? Okay. I'm walking around just taking comments for WGXC.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. If you would like to identify yourself or not. But...
Yeah, my name is Kula Badila. I grew up in Hudson, New York. You know, I have a big family here, and we were always in support of, you know, the representation, the black and brown African representation here in the city. And we've known Alima for a long time, and my mom has been in deep connection with a lot of what she's been going through. So, you know, it's important that we're all here to support this, because this is a multi-billion dollar industry, human trafficking, sex trafficking, and it's literally happening all over the world. And a lot of people that are profiting from it are the same ones that are destroying the world in a lot of other ways. And I think it's just important to bring light to this, because people are suffering, you know, and it's usually people, minority, they call it minority, but it's really the majority.
Right.
And these are all black and brown people all around the world. And not only, and white people too. Everyone's suffering from this kind of oppression and manipulation of having the right to say and do what they can with their own bodies and, you know, their expression and stuff and their lifestyle. So, you know, this all connected with everything that's happening. So it's important to bring light to all these parts.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
So you've actually known about this situation probably for longer than most of
the people. Yeah, it's been as long as I've known her. So it's great to see, because she's been going to court for this for years, and it's finally coming to a point where, because of other things are happening where people's voices are getting heard, now everyone's coming out and really supporting for all of this, you know, like, because they're seeing a little bit more that it's all connected. So it's good to see that this time coming to court for her, she's backed by all the support, because it's a scary thing to deal with someone who has that kind of power and that kind of money that could, you know, keep it at the ball in his court with the situation, and to be manipulated and taken advantage of for this long, and then feel... You know, she's always been fighting, but it can get discouraging. But to finally see the support around her, I think it really is helping it become real that she will win this.
Mm-hmm. And do you know if there have been any repercussions of any kind against Stack?
Against who?
Stack, Alan Stack.
Not that I'm aware of, no. In all of the cases, he always pays them out. Like, if someone actually sees some kind of abuse happening with her or this or that, like... He has money, so he'll persuade or do what he has to do to, you know, like, clear out his situation, as a lot of people with money do. So there hasn't been any real repercussions, and he's a white man, you know. And these in the judicial and, like, all the judge shit, like, they always support the white man's opinion,
right.
And especially white man with money.
Right.
So as far as I know, nothing real has happened, and that's why she's still in this fight, and that's why we're all here. So, you know, it will be served. The justice will come to this.
So another aspect of what's coming to light in terms of the systemic oppression of the system is the systemic corruption that helps to keep it in place, to keep the systemic oppression and racism and all the other aspects of the system in place, right? So hopefully this will, you know, bring that more to light as well.
Absolutely.
What's going on in terms of the what goes on as acceptable practice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's all energy, so All of these energies are coming up because they're all connected, you know.
Right,
so like
exactly.
all the trans and you know, the all the homophobia and all that shit, like it's all coming to light because we're all being oppressed in this way. So it's really uniting that's making it powerful and more people supporting it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know? Thank you.
Yeah,
thanks,
you're welcome.
For your comments.
Yeah, have a great day.
Hello.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Hi. Hi, can I interrupt for a minute?
No.
I'm Neva, I'm with WGXC Community Radio. So I'm just taking comments about this situation. This is a group of four people, can't see on the radio.
You're on a roll.
How long have you all, or any of you individually or as a group, known about this situation? When did this come to your attention?
All over the place.
I only know about the situation from the press conference that she did with Sanctuary City.
Mm-hmm.
But, and, you know, months ago when she did her GoFundMe page, there was a lot of community support for wanting to give to her GoFundMe page, and we didn't even know that it had something to do with human trafficking, at least from my perspective. And now, knowing that the story is linked to, like, her independence as a business, getting funding, and also relationships to taking steps of independence from her abusive relationship, like, I think everyone's just energized to want to help her as much as possible.
Yeah, I didn't know either until that press conference as well. I don't even really think that they put her name attached to that press conference. I just remember going on Zoom and it was her, and I was like, oh, fuck.
Have you known Alima before this particular situation?
Not personally, but I've seen her out at farmers markets selling food. But yeah, not personally.
I knew her from, because she was a vendor at the farm, or at the Basilica Farm in Philly, so I just knew her in that context.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, only just hearing about this a few days ago. I think I, like, heard about it like a year or two ago, but I just moved here, and so some of my friends apprised me of the situation and that the protest was happening here in support of her.
Well, welcome.
Thank you.
And it's a good way to get your feet wet in the community.
Very
right?
much.
Same with me. I just heard about it recently too, today.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Are you, I'm sure you're surprised,
Hello,
find it shocking?
Again.
Absolutely.
Thank you for bearing
witness.
Thanks.
Amazing conversation.
Right.
I just wanted to outline a little bit of how everything is proceeding. So courts are actually physically closed right now, so there will not be a proceeding within these walls today. What will be happening is that there will be a virtual hearing. So Alima is going to be leaving shortly to get the computer ready to do a virtual hearing. We are encouraging folks to hang around. The hearing starts at 1 p.m. If you're able to stay that long, that's great. Putting your positive energy out towards this building and more importantly towards Alima and her family. If there is something that comes of this hearing, we will be returning to announce it, and we'll continue to publicized via our social media. So thank you again for joining. And Gloria will be your MC for the remainder of the day as people trickle in, and I'm sure she'll lead you in some great chants too, and I encourage you all to come up here and bring us some chants as well. Yeah, that's a good point, huh? We encourage all of you to call your elected officials. Y'all need to be on the phone. Y'all need to call them at every single level. I'm happy to announce that we have an elected official sign-on letter, so they will be receiving that in the coming days. Make sure they know that it's coming their way, and make sure that they know that you expect them to stand up. It is not a hard ask to call for an investigation. That should be the bare minimum. Why is it that people of color in our community get picked up for something that cops think they did, but when somebody alleges an egregious violation like that, thumbs are twiddling, right? So let's call our elected officials. Let's make sure that everybody knows that we expect justice and we expect an investigation now.
And thank you for coming, everyone. And we'll be back shortly. I appreciate it. And thank you, Brian, for everything.
WGXC Community Radio, and I'm taking comments if you'd like to make one, if you have something that you'd like to share with our listeners.
This has got to stop. We have to start uniting. We got to get out on the streets and make noise, or nothing's ever going to happen. Everybody, you know, we can't just sit around and watch it happen and take no action. So that's why I'm here.
How long have you known about this particular situation with Alima?
Just this week. Mm-hmm. I was just notified this week, and I've been trying to spread it like wildfire and get everybody I know in this area out.
Mm-hmm. You live here in Hudson?
I live in Tivoli County at the moment, but I'll be in this area for a while, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So what do you think it's going to take?
consistency, you know, perseverance of us being here, you know, being loud, you know.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate your name one more time.
Neva.
Neva.
N-E-V-A.
Neva. Yeah. Who are you with?
WGXC, 90.7 FM.
Okay, sweet.
If you're not a listener, tune in.
90.7
FM.
Okay.
It's cool. It's a listener-supported community radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
Sweet. Okay.
WGXC.
Good.
Okay.
I listen to lots of radio at work, so I'm sure I've passed.
You'll
so.
Tune in. 90.7.
Cool. 90.7. Thanks.
Okay. Hi. How are you? I'm with WGXC Community Radio, and I'm looking for comments from the community about the situation. Or have you been familiar with this particular situation with Alima?
Yes, I've been working with Columbia County Sanctuary Movement to support her fight in the injustice against her. Right now, we don't have like particular details about what's going on with law enforcement because they haven't openly condemned the act or said that they were investigating into it, which is why we're gathering here today to press officials to make an official statement.
So, to your knowledge, have there been any repercussions that he has had to deal with in any way? So far,
we don't know of any repercussions that he had to deal with. It seems like Alimara is taking most of the heat. I mean, if you've heard her story via Facebook and Facebook Live when she spoke about her experiences, it seems that her supposed partner didn't really go through anything or isn't really taking any heat for the things that he's done. You know, it's the main reason why we're organizing to make sure that law enforcement isn't disregarding this because she's a black woman, you know. And then he's a white man. So, I mean, the main initiative is to make sure that this gets enough publicized so that going forward, when things do happen to black lives, that the law enforcement is already on their feet and ready to investigate without having to call for action by the community or leaders of the community.
Has it been difficult organizing support within the community? I noticed that the wide majority of people gathered here are white. Has it been difficult to organize support?
When we talk about organizing and coming together in the public, it is always difficult for colored people to be able to speak their mind and not be afraid. And I think the reason why we have so many white people out here is because they're not afraid to speak their minds. When it comes to colored people, when it comes to brown, black people, they, from my own experience as a colored person, they avoid being in situations where they can be charged with a crime for no reason. Or even, I mean, we've seen over and over again people of color or black people just standing amongst protesters is a crime. Itself.
Right.
So I think that's the majority of the reason why we see that there are a lot of white people willing to make appearances and statements because of white power.
Right. And white privilege. Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly. Well, thank you for all of the work.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you.
Hopefully this will advance things that
yes.
much more.
Not
hopefully
like an
woman,
not like an actual.
Has you have there has there been any pushback in terms of the actual the court system?
No, the court or the law enforcement. We don't know of any actual, you know, known pushback. We haven't really seen any action, whether it's pushback or investigation. But we hope that our organizing and call to action is taken seriously, and our elected representatives push on law enforcement and the courts to make a decision to start an open investigation into the trafficking of Alimata to the United States.
Mm-hmm.
We are aware that it doesn't take much for a colored or black person to be arrested without any evidence. And there, here is a woman speaking out openly about what she suffered, and there are people in her family that went through the same thing, and we don't hear a statement from law enforcement. We see very few elected officials taking taking a stand and speaking out for her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And does anybody know about any other cases of human trafficking or sex trafficking in the area?
When we speak to law enforcement, and I spoke to other organizers, they said that when they spoke about trafficking to law enforcement, they said it didn't exist in the greater capital region or the Twin Counties. It simply didn't exist. So with that being said, you know, with law enforcement telling other organizers that trafficking doesn't exist, you know, so
right.
There's no open investigation or open cases of trafficking. But we, you know, listening to Alimata, we're sure that with the abundance of farms here upstate, there must be more cases. It's a matter of, you know, finding out if this is happening or if law enforcement are willing to take on an entire project to seek out all these farms having illegal trafficking done on their farms for their, you know, farm work.
Thank you very much for your comments.
You're welcome. My name is Jareen Ahmed, and I'm with Columbia County Sanctuary Movement.
Thanks. I'm Nina.
Nice to meet you.
I think we're waiting here for more speakers, for people to make comment. Alima is getting ready to go into court at 1 o'clock. Her time was changed. If you heard before, it was announced that she was supposed to be in court this morning. And at the last minute, the court date was canceled. And then she was called and told that she's back on the calendar for 1 o'clock this afternoon. So again, we're here in front of the courthouse in Hudson on Union Street. And there's a crowd gathered, signs, lots of signs, people in small hubs talking amongst themselves. And every once in a while, someone gets on the megaphone to start a chant. So we're still waiting for something to happen. This is the court hearing for Alima, or Alimada Bonsa, who has escaped trafficking, being trafficked by a man who, a white man from Columbia County, who went to Burkina Faso and somehow bought Alima and brought her here to the U.S. And this has been going on under the radar and under everyone's nose. And I imagine with the complicity of the authorities, one way or another. Anyway, that's my commentary at the moment. We'll look for some comments from other people.
But they're actually moving up to the record. They're not moving back.
personally, I was not aware of this situation until just this past week, since the press conference a week ago with the Columbia County Sanctuary Movement and Linda Mussman, who is a county supervisor, and she has taken up this cause, tried to get the other supervisors involved, and as she said earlier, she has been met with silence. Young man, I'm taking comments for WGXC Community Radio. I understand that you came from across the river from Greene County.
That is true.
Yeah, a traveler. So when did this situation become known to you?
Pretty recently. Mel has been keeping me, my wife Mel has been keeping me informed about a lot of this, and she's been working with CCSM for a good time now. That's that's how I know about it.
It would be, I'm still trying to find out if how prevalent this situation actually is, the trafficking situation.
Seriously.
And how often this actually has been occurring, or if it's a thing that's been going on here, that that people have just been keeping under a lid because it benefits them.
Yeah, it seems like it's a thing that's been going on everywhere, mm-hmm. and has had a lid on it universally. It's just one of those things when you learn about it and hear how frequently it happens, it's astounding because you never hear it talked about in the news ever. The power structure thing is definitely of interest to me because, I can see the reasons why certain government officials are corrupt, because there's a direct correlation, with like prosecutors and cops, for example. Like, I get that symbiotic relationship of corruption, but I don't really understand, who's being paid off to not bring justice in these kind of cases. I can't figure. I realize that there's also the mixture of apathy and certain jobs being too intense for people that don't actually want to take those jobs on. But, that's a lot harder for me to really understand and unpack than corruption just through, bribes and other financial connections. That's the mystery to me about this issue, is like, who's fighting so hard for these...
To cover it up.
Yeah, for these kind of criminals. Yeah. I don't really get it.
Right. Is it just the money that creates the power, or is it the,
Right. And who is it that's resisting, okay, so you have to face all of us if you don't act on cases like this, or if you aren't willing to take a certain stance. Who is it that you face if you do the right thing? Who is going to come down against, a judge or anyone for bringing justice in a case like this? I don't get it.
Well, hopefully all of this will be exposed layer after layer after layer.
Absolutely.
Thanks.
We're going to learn a lot from it, I think.
I hope so.
All right, bye.
Javeen Ahmed, and I am so happy to see you all here today. Thank you. So it's nothing new for a white man to enslave a black woman. It is not shocking. It is not distinct. In fact, it is the norm. White men raping and abusing women of color and women from Africa is nothing new. You see, historically, the people of my country and the people of Alima's country have watched the darkness of their skin turn lighter. They have witnessed children of black and brown communities look more and more like the very men that tore apart their nations. You see, the very fact that Alima was denied justice is not because she is a woman, but because she is a woman from Africa who was enslaved by a white man. And law enforcement have started to believe and still believe that that's okay. Alima was and is continuously being denied justice because historically it was and continues to be normal for black women, women of color, and women in general to be treated like property. But that's not acceptable.
That's right.
We cannot and will not allow for the bodies, the lives, the humanity of women and girls to be treated as lesser than. As we stand here today, let's make a vow and stand next to Alima and her family. Let's stand next to her as she fearlessly faces her oppressor. Let's remind all who are watching that black women's lives matter. And right. That we want justice. And we want to see the people who have enabled Alan Stack to be punished. Right. For his supporters to be held accountable. Yeah. And for him to be put behind bars where he rightfully belongs. Alima, we love you and we stand with you, and you are our hero. I love it when people just speak the truth and do not hold their tongues back, because literally that's what we need. Like, we cannot try to cater to white people's feelings. Let it be known, call them out how it is, and that's it. Next up, we have another person, part of the Hudson community. So I am going to introduce her now. She's also known as Lady Moon. So give it up for her, but her name is Naganda.
Hello, everyone. I was kind of asked to speak and say something, and I didn't write anything, I didn't prepare anything, because it was like the last minute, but which is fine, a lot of things are last minute right now, and it's good to act on that, you know. And so I watched a documentary recently about Jeffrey Epstein. You guys know. First of all, if you're here, you know. Okay, if you're here, you know. That shit is fucked up, okay? So just thank you guys for being here, because I definitely was coming here for several of Alima's cases when no one was knowing about it. And it was just hurting me so bad, like, you know, and I remember sitting down at one of them, and this white guy comes in, and you could just feel the power that he feels in himself. You could feel that he knows he has enough money to afford a lawyer for every single child, and enough power to convince them with money, you know, to believe what he wants them to believe. And that's what they're feeling is right, because in some cases, when this happens, even the parents, when they sell their kids or they give their kids away, they're thinking it's for a better life. And so some of these kids are thinking this is the better life, of a life of money, a life of, you know, feeling secure. But it's not, you know, when you have the wrong people doing it. And so When I was there, I remember seeing him, and he didn't even have a belt. His pants were like coming off. He's like picking up his pants. I was like, I just throw up. Like, are you serious? Like,
So it really hurt me, and I'm just so happy, first of all, to see so many people learning about this and then doing something about it. Being present is doing something. Showing up like this is doing something. So first, I just want to say thank you to all of you for being present today. So I saw this documentary, and it just reminded me of like this other part of our society that a lot of people don't want to talk about, which is human trafficking and sex trafficking of, you know, minor children, you know, and it's a real issue that we have in our country. And when I was watching this documentary, it wasn't black women, even though this is the case for black women, it was a lot of white women that were experiencing this. And so this is a all of us issue that we all have to consider and work for. So yes, we are fighting for Lima, but also like, let's see how we can really, you know, get into this in our community, at least here in the Columbia County. Like, how can we find out more information about this and start to protect our community and our people? And so I don't really have anything like crazy to say, but I just wanted to just acknowledge everyone really for being present and being here today and using your voice and your energy and your vibration, because that is what goes into the universe, and that is what is understood as, okay, this is an important thing, we need more spirits will come along to fight for this. So the more you, the more that comes, the more that gather, the more that we unite, the greater we will become as a people, period. That is just, that's what it's going to be. There's so many battles happening right now. Where I really feel like we're kind of like on a battlefield. So you know, whatever the fight is, when you feel it, don't ignore that feeling. Like, go with it, because that's what is necessary right now. It's very necessary for us to go with the feelings that are feeling. So we are here for Alima, though. We are going to win this. For over 15 years, I can feel and see the trauma within them. You know, one of them is probably even being already molested and abused. So, and I feel that, and I'm like, it's just a disgusting feeling in me, and I just can't explain it, because even as a black woman, like, knowing that this is actually an issue that's within our own community of, like, molestation and rape and all these things, I mean, again, it's in all our community. So for some reason, this situation, I see it as an all of us situation. It's not just a black thing, it's an all of us thing. Even though the fight is to amplify the black voices, it's really something that I know we all going through it. Like, we're all going through these things. So that's all I wanted to say. Thank you for having me. Thank you. Wow. Sometimes it doesn't need to be written down and thought of. It comes from the heart. So thank you again for sharing that. And we must listen and recognize that, especially coming from people who are directly affected by this, or even indirectly affected by this, right? So thank you to everybody who came out. Please, again, reach out to your representatives, start putting pressure on them. Please plug into Columbia County Sanctuary Movement so you can learn more about the next steps, so that Alima can get justice, right? That's what we need. So again, thank you everybody for being here, and again, like, there's a chant in Spanish that goes, El pueblo unido jamás será vencido. El pueblo unido jamás será vencido. The people united will never be defeated. The people united will never be defeated. And that united will never be defeated. I feel you. So again, take that, go home with it, think about it, because being here, literally, this is what it means. The people united will never be defeated. So thank you again.
Thank you. Anyone else want to sign up for Columbia County? for it.
Wow, that's great.
Safety first.
Yeah.